This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a pretty substantial hiccup in global credit markets last week. You might have missed it. Lasted just 24 hours, maybe not even that. China's central bank essentially froze all lending between that country's banks. It's a fairly drastic step, but they're trying to control the amazing rise in Chinese debt. In the past 3 years, China has piled on more debt than its entire economy is worth, in part by building big infrastructure projects, projects that sometimes don't work out so well. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz takes us now to one of them. It's a copycat of the island of Manhattan, being built just about an hour from Beijing.
Rockefeller Center? Check. Lincoln Center? Check. Hudson River? They've got that too. The city rising from a saltwater marsh in the port city of Tianjin looks an awful lot like New York City. But don't be fooled, says Lin Lishui. He's a dapper young spokesman for a local developer. This Manhattan replica aims to be a bigger apple.
Our goal is to create the world's largest financial center right here within 10 years. We're building skyscrapers. We've got China's largest high-speed railway station coming soon. We're building a tunnel under the sea and will soon build several subway lines.
Lin sounds like a boy whimsically building sandcastles, and this is a very big sandbox. The city's called Yujiapu. It's now one of the biggest construction sites on the planet. Workers are completing dozens of skyscrapers, many over 50 stories tall. Zhang Xiaoying is a real estate analyst for Tianjin Centerline Property Consulting. Her job is to advise those who are interested in investing in this area. What is she telling them about China's next Manhattan?
No. Don't invest here. It's way too risky. Some developers have resold entire buildings at a loss just so they can pull out of here as soon as possible. For the projects that are finished, the investors are now pulling out.
The way Zhang sees it, Yujiapu is more Detroit than Manhattan, and it hasn't even been built yet. So I ask her, why is it being built? Hu Jintao, Zhang says with a nervous giggle. That is, of course, China's former leader. Under his presidency, China's economy grew at an unprecedented rate. The formula for much of that growth has been pretty straightforward.
All the land belongs to the government.
That's Beijing-based economist Anne Stevenson Yang.
The government has the right to clear the land, to take it over, and then to either build stuff on it themselves, sell it to a developer, or use it as collateral for loans. They do all three, and they've made a killing doing it.
Stevenson Yang stands in the dirt of a narrow avenue between giant half-finished skyscrapers in Yujiapu. She says the Tianjin government took this land, assessed it at many times its current value, and then used that price as collateral for loans. She says Tianjin has borrowed nearly as much as its entire annual GDP to pay for Yujiapu. With China's economy now in slowdown mode, Stevenson Yang says the region's future is bleak.
Think of it. Every single dollar that's made in Tianjin, one for one, is lent to this particular district, which will be written off to no more than a tenth of its value. Where does that money go? It doesn't disappear. It becomes everybody's debt.
She predicts that 10 years from now, China's property bubble will have burst. Land will be worth around half of what it is now, and squatters will inhabit Yujiapu's half-built skyscrapers, like something out of a Mad Max movie.
This is going to be apocalypse then. It's very, very sad. Look, I've lived in China for 23 years. I have a huge batch of Chinese in-laws. I like China. I wish that things were different, but I just don't see how they can be.
In the meantime, China's Manhattan Project marches forward, thanks in part to support at the highest levels of government. An ambitious former mayor of Tianjin, Zhang Gaoli, was the guy who helped secure funding for this district. What's he doing now? Vice Premier of China. After hearing Stevenson Yang's grisly predictions for Yujiapu, I returned to the dapper young developer's office to ask a few more questions. Inside, the only sign of life is a receptionist. She's sleeping at the front desk. A tense-sounding piano tune plays over the PA system, echoing through the marble halls. In front of her desk are framed advertisements for the future city. One proclaims in English, "Concentrate world capital and set China's ambition." Outside, a city is being built, and the receptionist continues to sleep. In Yujiapu, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.